Every school year, thousands of Arkansans go to fields, courts, tracks, and gyms to watch local teams compete. High school football, basketball, and some baseball teams are regularly on radio and receive inches of coverage in newspapers and online. Other sports don't receive as much attention, and some are still relatively new programs. Wrestling has only been an Arkansas high school sport for a few years. Bowling, too, has been added in the past few. The first Arkansas high school bowling season for girls was 2004-2005. The seasons for boys didn't come for a few more years. For this academic year, nearly 75 school districts are fielding teams, from some of the biggest, like Springdale and Bentonville, to some of the schools with the smallest enrollments, like Norfolk and Haas Hall Academy in Fayetteville. This week, Clarksville hosted its first home match of the season against BB, and the Clarksville Panthers coach John Sandlin set his lineups as the bowlers warmed up.
Girls, Haley Falcons, Kara, and Holly will be together. Then Miranda Thomas, Savannah, and Haley Massagale will be together. Right.
More than two dozen students were at the Sherwood Bowl in Clarksville Tuesday afternoon. Coach Sandlin says bowling is a democratic game. The kid's not big enough or fast enough or quick enough or simply not interested in some of the other higher profile sports can excel at the lanes.
Oh, yes. And we've got some kids. One of my boys sitting here today, he's an all-conference football player, great big lineman. And we've got kids that this is the only thing that they do, that they are bowlers. They come and they're in the youth bowl program. They've been bowling since they were 5 years old. And they're, like you said, those are kids that couldn't play football if they wanted to or run track or anything like that. But this does give them a chance to come out and compete and have a good time.
The Arkansas Activities Association, the organization governing high school sports, uses the rules and guidelines established by the United States Bowling Congress. Teams of six boys and six girls compete, and the season will conclude next month with conference and state tournaments. John Sandlin, the Clarksville coach, is also part of that school's football coaching staff. He says while he can scout film of other football teams, bowling is all about getting better yourself.
It's a lot like track. You're a lot about beating yourself, beating your own score. You're coming out, you know what your average is, you know what your high score is, and you're coming out and trying to compete the best that you can. And it adds something that you are competing against somebody else, but you're really more worried about yourself and how you do. More of an individualized sport.
While high school bowling has been in Arkansas for less than a decade, youth bowling has a long history in the state. Catherine Johnson Tilley, the co-owner of the Sherwood Bowl in Clarksville, is a retired teacher and says she's been working with young bowlers for quite a while. And she's glad the sport has finally been recognized by the Arkansas Activities Association.
Well, I like the people. I like the interaction, the social situation with the people. And we have some very good people that bowl. I have really never met a bad person that's bowling. So, and these young people, we have a Saturday Youth League. And sometimes I recruit some of these bowlers. Sometimes I kind of encourage them to get in there because it gives them extra practice. We have Ozark, like I said, in Clarksville, and Lamar is joining us this year. So we're starting with Lamar, too.
Lamar, 9 miles from Clarksville, is using these lanes as their home for their first season of bowling this year. Both of the teams at the Alley on this day, Clarksville and Beebe, are 5A schools. Not among the largest districts in the state, but certainly not among the smallest either. Each year, more small schools are adding bowling, a sport that, transportation to away games excluded, can increase the opportunity for more students to be part of a team with limited expense. Shoes and bowling balls, after all, can be found at any alley. Andy O'Mara, the coach for the BB Badgers, is in his third season in that position. He says the program began at BB 7 years ago, and some years as many as 30 boys or girls will try out for the team, many of them seeking a chance to be part of a team.
That's what I have. The kind of kids that we have at BB are the kids that don't do the other sports. I think it's probably because they're needed or they want to. The kids that are in the other sports, they work year-round, you know. But we get those kids that just don't do hardly anything, and they enjoy it. They have fun with it.
Daryl Johnson, who co-owns the Sherwood Bowl in Clarksville, says he fell in love with bowling when he was just 8. By 16, he was bowling in top team USA youth tournaments around the country, and he's rolled 8 perfect games. But he's too old to have been able to participate on a high school team.
When I was in high school, I wish they'd have had this. They started this, I was probably out. We started this about 8 years ago. Yeah, I've been out for a while, so about 10 years, but I wish they would have had this when I was in high school. But I think it's good, though. I mean, it's a good team event, really. I mean, it's not focused on one certain person, so.
John Sandlin, the coach for the Clarksville Panthers, says interest continues to grow at his school, though he does say there has been one challenge.
The biggest struggle that I see at our program and programs that we go against are the girls. We really struggle to have enough girls to come out and bowl. And the girls, we've got four or five girls on the team that this is their first time to bowl. But they come out and they have a really good time. And they get a lot better as the season goes on.
And BB coach Andy O'Mara points out that that really great time could help defray college costs.
You can get to college on this now.
Right.
Arkansas State, number one team in the nation.
The Arkansas State Red Wolves are, in fact, currently on top of the NCAA polls. More than 60 NCAA colleges and universities, including Vanderbilt and Tulane, now offer women's bowling, and most of them have scholarships available. Scholarship earned or not, many of the Arkansas high school bowlers will have something they can carry with them long after graduation. They're cool bowling shirts. Both Clarksville and BB have opted for the traditional, somewhat retro look of classic bowling apparel. Again, BB bowling coach Andy O'Mara.
Kids like them, you know, and they pay for them. That's theirs, so they get to keep them when they're done. But some groups, I don't know if you've noticed, these are true bowling shirts. You don't have to tuck them in, and that's what the kids like. Some groups have polo shirts, and those have to be by rule. They have to be tucked in. So the kids that I have, you know, they don't really like that. So we stick with these, and they like them.
Most bowling matches begin shortly after school's out, around 4, so the spectators are few. The first two games of each match are much like league games, sets of bowlers each rolling 10 frames, and the total scores for each team added up. Unlike leagues, there are no handicaps. Total pins are actual total pins. There are also what are called Baker games, when bowling does become more of a traditional team sport. In those games, one bowler rolls the first frame, then a teammate bowls the next frame, and a third bowler rolls after that.
That's real team bowling, and that's fun to watch. It's exciting because everybody builds on the previous person's ball, on the previous person's frame, and it builds and builds. And you know, when one guy does good, it encourages the other one to do well and just keep on going.
The day after this matchup, Clarksville would be back in the Sherwood Bowl to meet Ozark, a school just up Interstate 40. And another school that calls these lanes their home turf. For Catherine Johnson Tilley, co-owner of the lanes, there will be no cheering for either team.
I said, I'm not on the side, so I'm a bowler, you know, and you're a bowler, and so that's the way it goes. And anyone, it is a sport that anyone can participate in. Little, big, middle-sized, medium, huge, small, whatever.
Clarksville, BB, and Ozark will all hope to be in Fort Smith next month. The 4A, 5A state championships will be held at Bowling World there on February 20th. This is Ozarks at Large.